Okay, welcome to the Pickup Korea podcast, and today I'm with a very special guest, my buddy Frank, who's been in Korea how long?
Total of maybe 6 years.
Six years, okay. Kind of on and off, right? Yeah. And Frank is kind of in a unique position because while most guys here, they get here, maybe they're teaching English or they're traveling here, maybe they've lived here for several years, but Frank is actually married and kind of in a somewhat unique relationship, right? It's somewhat of like an open relationship.
Not super typical,
right? All right, so one thing, I knew you from like, we met probably like 6 years ago, and you never really had much trouble. Like you always had attractive girls you were dating and stuff like that, but I'm really curious like what motivated you to get married? Because you could have kept living that single life. You're meeting, and every time we'd meet up, we'd talk about the latest girls you met and whatnot, right? And there is the thrill of the chase, right, to an extent. But what was your motivation to get married here?
I guess in my case, I still, enjoy the thrill of the chase, but it started to get a little repetitive. I found that going out was fun still, but I didn't want to drink quite as much as I used to, and some of the excitement was fading a bit. And just, I felt like some of the girls were the same as the previous girls, so it got a little bit repetitive. Mm-hmm. That was one aspect of it. Just I kind of got a little tired of it, but additionally, I always kind of wanted to have a kid. Family is important for me. Yeah, family is quite important to me. I always wanted to have children. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I guess I kind of just was the natural progression for me.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of guys that come here initially, they come here probably in their early 20s. But there are a lot of guys who I've coached or friends who are in their late 30s, and they are looking to settle down. And so I think that it's kind of cool to sit down with somebody like you as different, you have a whole different perspective and view and whatnot. What do you think are the main differences between the single life and the married life here in Korea?
The obvious one is that when you're married, unless you have a semi-open situation like me, you have a lot less independence. I mean, especially with some Korean women, they can be a bit, controlling in a sense. Mm-hmm. But not all Korean women are like that, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, basically less independence. You can't go out when you want and do what you want. So that's a big factor. Less drinking nights, less meeting with your friends. And again, in my case, I kind of was getting a little tired of that all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. So for me, now I have a nice balance. I still go out some. Mm-hmm. But just at the time, that was kind of what I wanted. That's a big difference.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We were talking earlier before recording this, but I was talking about how Korea has the lowest birth rate in the world of all the developed countries, and I was saying man, they really should incentivize people to have kids here. And then you were telling me about all these sort of benefits of being married in Korea and actually having kids here. They are actually incentivizing people because of the low birth rate, right? So maybe you can talk about what are the advantages of having kids in Korea? Because clearly there are some, right? Compared to the States or whatnot, right?
I it would be hard for me to find or to think of a better place to have kids at the moment, to be honest. In comparison with the States, there is no comparison. Korea, essentially, for you to have a child in a hospital here, you pay almost nothing with just typical insurance.
Right.
It's very, very cheap. And then additionally, after you have a kid, they provide you with a lot of benefits. They pay, give you a stipend for daycare or childcare.
Oh, nice.
I believe it's your third kid, they'll pay for all of your university expenses.
Wow.
Yeah, and there are other benefits additionally as well. Hospital visits are way less expensive.
Right.
Yeah, it's quite good. So it's almost essentially they're paying you to have kids here.
Right. And then you're mentioning, what was it, the healthcare, to have healthcare for your whole family, full coverage, it's something ridiculous.
Yeah, recently I left. I was working for an office environment here, and I recently left. So now I'm just paying for my own government insurance for the whole family, and it's 130,000 won.
That's insane.
Family.
Yeah, if you think about it in American money, that's $35, $40 per person, and you're fully covered. That's amazing.
On top of that, actually, they give you a lot of incentive regarding houses or loans or things like that. Very, very low interest loans.
Right. So if you want to buy a house or if you want to do junsei, things like that, right?
Yeah, it's quite good.
Cool. All right. All right, so you mentioned, we just kind of talked about how you're married and everything, and you're in kind of a unique setup, right? Most people who are married here in Korea that I know, they have a typical, whatever, traditional marriage, or a lot of Korean guys that I know, they're married, but then they go to, room salongs and hookers on the side with the boys after work for business negotiations and drinks and, you know, a good night out with the boys, right?
Sure.
But maybe you can tell us a little bit about how your relationship, sort of the dynamics of it, and then how you set that up.
Sure.
People will be interested in, I think.
So I guess my relationship has evolved a bit with time and having a kid now, but initially it was mostly an open situation. With me more meeting other girls. I mean, at the time, my girlfriend, now wife, she wasn't really interested in meeting other guys. So it's basically, I guess, just me and then the potential for us like having threesomes or, you know, doing things together.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I set that up was essentially just, I guess, being honest about my boundaries and who I am right from the beginning. So I think a lot of guys come into a relationship thinking that they need to put on some kind of fake persona, mm-hmm. right? To woo the girl, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But what they don't realize is that if they're doing that, that's what they're gonna have to maintain. Because if they suddenly change and say, oh, actually I wanna date another girl.
Right.
But for the past 2 years, they've been this like innocent good guy.
Right.
The woman is going to essentially look at it as deceitful. She's going to look at it as like a complete change in a personality, like she was deceived.
Right.
And she's going to either completely, you know, go off the chain and freak out, or she's going to do the same.
Exactly.
Just for revenge or to get even.
Right.
So that's kind of like relationship ending, or it's not going to be beneficial.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So in my case, like I said, is I just set it up from the beginning by being honest and like defining myself as who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that included dating a lot of women in the past, you know, kind of not being interested in traditional marriage and traditional, like, monogamous style situation.
Mm-hmm. So did you verbalize these things to her?
Yes,
you basically...
regularly I explained who I was and that I,
right.
you know, I wasn't interested in a typical marriage.
Okay, so you're very clear about
yeah,
that.
I explained that right off the bat.
Okay.
Very early into dating.
Okay.
To just let her know who I was.
Right.
You know?
And she can either stay, you know,
stay or go.
If she's
yep.
not into you, then...
Totally.
You
I mean, it's a risk that you take, but
sure.
it's not always going to work. Some girls might just not vibe with that.
Right.
But I think you save yourself the trouble then, because
yep.
if you try to do it 2 years down the road, you've already invested tons of your time, and then she bails.
Right.
You know, and the chances of her bailing are higher as well.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
not really a good way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're better off knowing early on if a girl is just not going to accept that.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's one thing I find with a lot of clients that I coach is that they'll often blame the girl for a lot of stuff. Like, oh, why is she texting me so much? And why does she want to meet me every day? And then we kind of backtrack. And so it turns out that he got her phone number and he was texting her every 5 minutes and he was proposing to meet up. But now he wants to change things, you know, to be like Mr. Player who, you know, dates a new girl every night. But he actually set those expectations. And so she's just sort of responding to what the frame that you set, right? And so if anything, you know, being more, at least you don't necessarily need to verbalize everything initially, you know, maybe later on in the relationship, but just the way that you come off, the way you frame things, what kind of person you are, you want to be congruent and authentic in the beginning, just as you are the next week you meet, the next month, the next year, right? So I think that's a really critical lesson that guys really need to learn, because manipulation is putting on a different persona where you're the, like you were saying, kind of like, I'm going to take you to these really expensive places and wine and dine you and act super nice and friendly, right? When that's not even who you are, right? So yeah, it's fake. Exactly.
You know, one other thing to mention as well, in the case of my situation was, I guess, another factor in regards to how I set things up in the beginning is because I really care about having a family and kids,
mm-hmm.
I made it really clear that, you know, even if I have interest in dating other women and like my views on traditional marriage in the sense of monogamy are not that, like I don't want monogamy. I do want to be a good father and like, you know,
yeah.
and like have that stable family.
Mm-hmm.
Where I take care of my son or daughter.
Sure.
And, you know, of course, support my wife as well. Like, you know, I'm going to come back to her
mm-hmm.
because I want to be with her for a family.
Right.
But occasionally, you know, I don't know.
Right. Her, so. And might wet your whistle here or there, right? So, you know.
So she trusts that I will, you know, be true to my word.
Right. I gotcha. Do you think that... she was initially, you know, your wife, was she initially open to this kind of thing? Or do you think that it took a little bit of, you know, persuasion, or she was really attracted to you and she was drawn in and, you know, she was just okay with those terms?
I guess to be honest, maybe there was a little bit of a factor in her chasing me, I guess, kind of from the beginning. So, you know, that kind of put me in a position of higher value, kind of, essentially. Okay. And then also in the beginning, there was kind of a me not being sure, because I was kind of thinking about leaving Korea at that time. Mm-hmm. So it was me not sure I wanted to be in another relationship, actually. So she was even more chasing me in that regard. And I almost kind of said, just do whatever you want. I don't want to be in a relationship.
Kind of take her to leave it, you know.
Yeah, we ended up, you know, being together in the end. But she was kind of chasing me throughout that process. So
I
think because of that, I had a higher value position. If you're from a lower value position of chasing a girl, the likelihood of her accepting something that's even slightly outside of her comfort zone is much smaller.
Exactly. So she was sort of in reaction. You were the, it's the way it should be. The man should be the leader, you know. I mean, it is a team, it is a win-win thing, but essentially you are the one who's leading, you're the kind of the rock, and then she is sort of reacting to your going along with it. You're the one with the strong frame, right? And that's where a lot of guys get it wrong too, like when they try to be that overly, oh my god, fighting for rapport and chasing her and texting her too much and like really like trying to weasel in anything, right? So yeah, that's another critical point for sure. I'm curious, actually. I know a lot of guys would really wonder about this. So you've obviously, you know, you've slept with other girls and you travel a lot, you mentioned, and you know, you have kind of an open relationship. Did you ever discuss whether if she sleeps with other guys, or did that ever come up, or is it kind of don't ask, don't tell? Or even, I would also be curious, like, how would you feel if she, you know, she went out with her friends on a Friday night to Itaewon or what have you, right? And, you know, maybe she said, I'll be home tomorrow, you know whatever, after breakfast or whatever, right?
This is a complex debate I have, I guess, in my own mind, but in the beginning, I kind of told her before we were committed that essentially if she does meet another guy, I just don't want to know about it. Mm-hmm. That's basically the bottom line. Like, I don't want to have any information about that interaction. I'd rather just that it never exists at all in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that, again, she was kind of chasing me. Like, she thought mm-hmm. I just didn't really give a shit. Mm-hmm. But truthfully, like, especially as we became more involved, mm-hmm. I do care a bit. Just because I think that, you know, women view sexual interaction a bit differently than men do. So, like, women are more likely to get emotionally connected to someone else, mm-hmm. Which could be really dangerous for a relationship.
Sure.
So, in that sense, like, you know, I explained that to her, that I think that the dynamics of a relationship are not the same for a man and woman. And there are certain things that I would accept, but, mm-hmm. you know, other situations that I think I wouldn't, and they could be quite dangerous for us.
Sure. So, like, in terms of, you know, say she slept with another guy, you might not necessarily care, especially if she didn't mention it, but it's more so if she was emotionally committed to that guy, and that sort of sabotaged your family life and the relationship with your children. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, mm-hmm. you know, and still to this day, like, I guess I said that I just don't want to know. Don't ask, don't tell in that regard. But it's a little uncomfortable to think mm-hmm. about it. I think you just got to suck it up sometimes. Like, if there's some tiny indicator mm-hmm. that maybe, you know, she might be meeting someone else, I just ignore it. I just, mm-hmm. you know, I just control my curiosity or emotions, and I just say, whatever, it doesn't matter. I've met a ton of other girls. I have no reason to say anything.
Right. And at the same time, I think you mentioned that you also, I mean, you sleep around here or there, but you also kind of have an agreement or understanding that you're not going to be emotionally committed to another girl. Like, you might go out for a night and have fun or have a date here or there and, you know, have a good night together with another girl, but it's not going to be like a regular thing where you have like a girlfriend or, you know,
like
a second wife or something like that, right? Okay, that's important.
You should trust me on that as well.
Right, okay, cool. How about this? Any like wild stories? Because I know that you travel quite a bit. You said you were in Russia not that long ago, pre-COVID, right? And you know, all these other countries in Eastern Europe, and I think you said Africa. You went to Egypt and places like that as well. So, any other like any cool wild stories while you're traveling, while married?
Yeah, when I was staying in Romania, we were in a small town in Transylvania. Actually, it's called Brasov. Mm-hmm. And I was with my girlfriend at that time, and like I essentially left on a short trip myself to go to Bucharest, mm-hmm. And I met up with a couple of the Romanian girls that I'd kind of like set up on the side, like mm-hmm. a little solo trip. Mm-hmm. But yeah, some of the Romanian girls are just completely crazy, like very very freaky, you know. Like,
wow.
For a first time interaction, just like mm-hmm. straight to it.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard that a lot about Romanians, actually.
Yeah, very very fun women.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, and also Russian girls. Mm-hmm. I don't know how graphic you want to get it, but like.
No, it's fine. Hey, yeah, I love Russian girls. I was planning to go there, but then COVID sort of derailed my, you know, my plans and everything. But I've, you know, dated Russian girls here in Korea or in Bali and other places like that. So yeah,
there was another girl that I had arranged to meet in Novosibirsk, and she like arrived at the airport with like a balloon. Like a balloon waiting for me, like, welcome to Novosibirsk. It's like,
that was oh, wow.
And she like drove me around as like my escort to town, and then like, wow. She had bought all this like special lingerie and all this crazy
oh,
shit.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty cool to like have like a yeah. person like waiting, to, like excited right. to have me there. That's pretty sweet.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. So she was your pickup service chauffeur. Yeah. Set up your accommodation, the chef, you know,
and
sex time. that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. All right, cool. I think another thing that I'm curious about, personally, that I'm curious about is like how has having a kid or having children, that kind of thing, how has that changed you as a man?
Yeah, it's tricky. I guess I didn't have like a specific moment of change. Like I didn't like feel something. It's kind of more of a gradual thing, but. Mm-hmm. You know, I've kind of become more consistent about work, you know, my intention to like have more wealth and assets than I ever was before, partly because I have a daughter now, but also just because I guess I'm transitioning in my life. It's become more of a priority than it was before, whereas before it was more like new experiences, traveling the world, like money was meant to be spent. Mm-hmm. Now it's more like I still want to have experiences, of course, but I want to have like a safety net, kind of like be sure. consistent in that regard. Sure, there's another person sure. that depends on me. Right.
So before it was only all about you, but now you have somebody else riding on your totally. Decision. So yeah.
But hasn't been all bad. Oddly enough, like, you know, I'm married now and like, I'm not really out hunting all the time anymore, but probably in the best shape I've been. Like I'm the strongest nice. I've ever been. I've been going to the gym really consistently for a year.
Nice.
But I guess in regards to like wanting to be healthy again, because I want to be consistent and healthy, like for right. my family and like to take care of them.
So that's good. It's been a good driver for you to be more disciplined, more yeah. consistent, more healthy. That's good. Sounds like it's had positive influences on you as well, right? I think we'll have one final question, which is, you know, there might be guys out there who they have a girlfriend right now here in Korea or elsewhere, right? And they're considering getting married with her, or, you know, they're at least, they have the thought, they might be in that stage, right? What would your advice be? Because I see a lot of guys, you know, I see guys like you get married and it's sort of a positive thing and whatnot, but then I see other guys who are sort of in a less optimal position. So what would you say, like, what should be the, you know, the standards, or what kind of, what do you think is like the necessary steps or the necessary prerequisites, I guess you would say, that guys should consider, you know, instead of just jumping right in, because a lot of guys might just, oh, I like her, it's going well, I'm just going to jump in, you know? So what would you say?
You know, marriage is something that definitely changes your life. So I would say that make sure that you're not doing it for someone else. You're not doing it because society or even your girlfriend expects it. Do it because you have a desire to. And I've also said personally, like for me, I always wanted kids. Like the marriage itself is not really that important. My life didn't change much after marriage. Mm-hmm. But I got married because I want to have kids and because it provides benefits for kids.
Okay.
So I would say that make sure that it's something you actually desire and that provides a benefit for you.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
Additionally, make sure you've gotten all the things you want to do done first. Mm-hmm. Or set up a situation like me where you can continue to do them in regards to other women. Because otherwise you might end up being, you know, in a situation of regretting what you haven't done.
Right. Okay, that's a very, very, very good point. All right, I think we can wrap up for here, but hopefully this COVID situation ends, and we're talking about traveling to some other countries whenever that's actually, you know, possible, right?
Yeah, gotta get out there again.
Yeah. And I remember you were mentioning you're working on some like online dating program these days, right? Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
I started a while back, kind of got derailed a bit because of the family thing, just having a kid, but. It's in regards to online dating. So online dating is definitely not like a complete solution to meeting girls. I think it's just a small part, but it's a tool, especially in the coronavirus world, where it can be harder to get out. But yeah, it's a tool to meet women when you're kind of at home or you can't cruise around. It's quite good for traveling as well. But the book is basically how to set up a good online dating profile, how to take good pictures, and kind of essentially create a funnel. to filter women so that you can get exactly what you want instead of wasting a lot of time.
All right, that's really good. Maybe maybe when that comes out, it's a ebook, I think you mentioned, right? All right, cool. And I think you said it might have like a Bumble, special Bumble offer or something like that.
Yeah, I think I'll do special modules for various different dating apps.
So, all right, cool. Yeah, maybe when that comes out, we'll have you on for a round two and gonna ask some questions relevant to that, you know? So definitely. All right, so signing out here from Cafe here in Seoul, and until next time.